Simply speaking, video number 6 offers a more concrete definition of the core vulnerability that limits the human method, previously introduced as the human natural attitude. 1. Human innate tendency. Humans naturally separate themselves as the subject from the world, which is the object, and construct systems of knowledge between the two. These systems are necessarily object-oriented, in that the knowledge discernment flows in the direction of the object. This framework shapes everything, from how we think, experience, imagine, reason, and communicate to, ultimately, how we subsist. For human intellect to thrive, these object-oriented contexts are not only integral but essential. Yet this very tendency, while sustaining human intellect, presents a formidable challenge to developing a truly general form of AI. 2. I think, therefore I am. René Descartes' cogito argument and the related concept of radical skepticism, which arguably both describe and sustain the modern scientific method, can be seen as echoing object orientation. This approach of centering inquiry on the object has undoubtedly propelled human progress, giving rise to powerful tools such as science and mathematics. Its chief strength lies in enabling correctness in the determination of the object. 3. Consistency over correctness. Considerations of correctness are fundamental to all intelligence-related pursuits. Localized gradations of consistency, such as logical conformity, contextual alignment, and even metacontextual coherence, are part and parcel of this correctness. Within omnijective frameworks, however, the idea of consistency is global and systemic, referring to a unified process blueprint that accounts for every dimension of human or human-like cognition. Achieving this systemic consistency is central to defining any method for human-like general AI, with notions of correctness emerging naturally from that consistency. 4. Omniject orientation. Although omniject orientation is introduced here as a new theory of mind offering a more holistic alternative to object orientation, it is better understood as a method for building a human-like mind. Given its goal of defining a single, consistent process that captures every nuance of human cognition, it is more aptly described as a method for everything. Omniject orientation is the focus of the entire Video 7 subseries, the omnijective method, from beyond the singularity. 5. A first-of-its-kind exploration. The Video 7 subseries presents a complex framework in an accessible way without diluting its depth. It argues that radical skepticism falls short for developing a general AI method, calling instead for an even deeper level of questioning. While challenging everything we know and accept today, it seeks to offer a method grounded in what we can actually do.